Hello everyone, I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today Podcast. Soldier Today Podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers and their families serving the regular Army, the Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our newest topic of discussion today is the Texas National Guard. The Texas Army National Guard has its roots in Texas Militia, formed by Stephen F. Austin at his headquarters village of San Felipe de Austin. The Militia Act of 1903 organized the various state militias into the National Guard system we have today. Today, the Texas Army National Guard responds to domestic emergencies, combat missions, counter-drug efforts, reconstruction missions, and more. Whether the call is coming from the state governor or directly from the President of the United States, the Texas Army National Guard soldiers are always ready and always there. Today, we have a special guest that has firsthand knowledge of the great things our Texas Army National Guard soldiers are doing. With us in the studio today is Command Sergeant Major Jason Featherston, the Command Sergeant Major of Texas Army National Guard. So, Command Sergeant Major Featherston, thanks for joining us here on the Soldier Today podcast show. And I, as well as our listeners, know that you and your soldiers have had a very busy year. So thank you for taking the time to share the story of the Texas Army National Guard.
Hey, thank you for having us on the show today. Been looking forward to this.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, Sergeant Major, and I know our listeners are eager to hear about all the great things we're doing in the state of Texas. This summer, we're running a series of specials highlighting what our great National Guard soldiers are doing across the country. So, Sergeant Major, if you don't mind, we'll jump right in, and we'll start with a little tradition we have here at Soldier Day Podcast. I thought we'd begin by supporting our SMA's initiative, This Is My Squad. Sergeant Major of the Army Grinson has said time and time again, it's important to get to know the members of your squad. So share with us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and why did you decide to become a soldier?
Well, first, SMA Daly, I want to say thank you and everyone at AUSA for taking the time to highlight the soldiers and airmen of the great state of Texas. Texas has a colorful history in supporting the greatest nation on earth. This Is My Squad is an awesome initiative to build cohesive teams throughout the Army. This Is My Squad addresses the challenges of the Army while emphasizing our cultural values. A little bit about me. I grew up in a small East Texas town called Athens. The population was about 10,000. I really didn't have a career plan, so my senior year, an Army National Guard recruiter named Sergeant First Class Bill Malone showed up at school. He's a Vietnam vet supporting a Special Forces tab in Class Bs. He asked me, "How are you going to pay for college?" And I said, "I don't know." He says, well, he could help me pay for college. So over the next week, I talked to my dad about it. He actually spent 12 years in the National Guard, and he really didn't want me to enlist. He was a single father raising four children. It was very taxing on him serving in the Guard. But when you're 18, you always think you know more than your parents. So I didn't take his advice. A few weeks later, I raised my right hand to serve the citizens of the great state of Texas in the Army National Guard. It was absolutely the best decision of my life. Except for marrying my wife, Carrie. Carrie and I have four children, Randy, Bree, Isabella, and Faith. The Guard has paid for my bachelor's degree, and I just finished my master's degree from the University of Texas.
Sergeant Major, thanks for sharing a little bit about yourself and your story about how you got to serve the great state of Texas and the United States Army. And congratulations on both of those degree accomplishments. You know, when we're 18, we make choices, and it's good to hear that a young man from Texas followed his dream, married the love of his life, had four great children, and got an education as a result of his service. So thank you. Sergeant Major, the Texas National Guard has been around for quite some time. As we mentioned in the opening, Texas Guard can trace its roots back to the Texas Militia, like many of the states. But in Texas, it was formed by Stephen F. Austin. I believe there's a big city named after him now. Can you share a bit of the history of the Texas Guard and the critical role they played in helping shape not just Texas history, but American history?
So the Texas Military Department was created in 1836 after the Battle of San Jacinto by the newly formed Republic of Texas. In 1845, the Republic of Texas joined the United States, and the Texas Army and Texas Navy were integrated into the U.S. Armed Forces. In 1850, in order to satisfy a $10 million debt, Texas gave up parts of Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Since the Texas Revolution, the Texas Military Department has performed a special role as a homeland defense force. In addition to our warfighting role, we provide civil support at the federal, state, and local levels. This support comes in a form of defense support to civil authorities. The flexibility to operate on a local, state, and federal level is one of the foundational strengths of the Guard. You know, Texans have fought in the Mexican-American War, the Apache Wars, during the Civil War on both sides, World War I, World War II, Korea, the Cold War, and the War on Terror. You know, a few famous Texas Guardsmen have played a significant role in the history of this country, like President George W. Bush, who was this nation's 43rd president, and then Audie Murphy, who received every military combat award for valor available from the U.S. for heroism. At the age of 19, he earned the Medal of Honor. Today, the Texas Army National Guard has nearly 19,000 servicemen and women. They consist of mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, wives, husbands, and other family members. They are committed to serving the great state of Texas and the United States.
Sergeant Major, thanks for sharing a little bit of the history of the Texas National Guard and the great state of Texas, as well as the impact they've made there, but also across our great nation, and producing great leaders, as you mentioned, our President of the United States and one of our heroes, Audie Murphy. You know, Sergeant Major Featherston, you said 19,000 soldiers. The saying holds true, everything is bigger in Texas, to include the Texas National Guard. That's the nation's largest Army National Guard. Could you please give our listeners a perspective on the makeup of the organization? What type of units constitute the Texas National Guard, and where are they generally located throughout the state?
As you know, the state of Texas is massive. We have almost 19,000 service members and 117 armories located in 102 different communities. Texas is home to the mighty 36th Infantry Division, headquartered in Austin, with units located across the state. The 56th Infantry Brigade Combat Team is headquartered in Fort Worth, but have units from El Paso to Lubbock to Waco and Grand Prairie. The 72nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team is headquartered in Houston and have units in places such as Brownsville, Laredo, Victoria, San Antonio, and Houston. The 176th Engineer Brigade is headquartered in Austin, but has units in Corpus Christi, Abilene, Stephenville, and San Angelo. The 36th Combat Aviation Brigade is headquartered in Austin at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport with units in Grand Prairie, Houston, and San Antonio. We have a unique unit, the 136th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, who also shares a mission with FEMA Region 6 as a Homeland Response Force. They're located in Round Rock with units in Tyler, El Paso, San Antonio, and Houston. The 36th Sustainment Brigade is currently located in Temple, Texas, and will soon move to the DFW Metroplex. We also have an Enhanced Military Intelligence Brigade located in San Antonio. The 136th Regiment, a reserve component schoolhouse that teaches soldiers from the active component and reserve components, their courses include 11 Bravo, 13 Romeo, and 19 Delta Advanced Leader Course. They also teach a Master Fitness course and comprehensive medical training required for 68 Whiskey recertification, and they're located at Fort Hood, Texas. Our recruiting and retention battalion is located in Austin and have recruiters spread out across the state. Other units in the Austin area include the 71st TIOG, the 71st Troop Command, and then our Special Operations Detachment, Africa. We have two SF companies that belong to the 19th Special Forces Group and two Main Command Post Operational Detachments, one that is aligned with 1st Cavalry Division and the other with 1st Armored Division. We're currently standing up 3rd Squadron, 278 Armored Cavalry Regiment in Temple, Texas. The 278 is actually headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee, and will restation 3rd Squadron from Pennsylvania to the Texas National Guard. This will enhance our relationship with Fort Hood and 3 Corps. As the largest National Guard, we have a lot of units, and we're in communities across the state.
I would say, Sergeant Major, that's a pretty significant footprint across the state, which is great because Texas is the largest state in the Union, and they've got a wealth of incredible soldiers and airmen serving across the state there. You know, as a resident of PA, you mentioned they're going to move some folks out of PA down to Texas. Not sure I'm very happy about that, but I know it probably meets mission requirements and is the right thing to do, because we were just talking to Sergeant Major Worley. And one of the things we talked about, Sergeant Major, was how 2020 and 2021 have proved to be an interesting year, to say the least. I mean, let's go down the list. COVID, riots, domestic disturbance, assault on the Capitol. These are all examples of what our nation has seen over the past 12 months. And like all Guard units, I'm sure the Texas Guard has been busy without these things going on. But could you share some of the things that your soldiers have been doing in response to these national anomalies?
Yes. So Texans have responded to hurricanes, floods, wildfires, winter weather, civil support, and law enforcement responses. This was a very unprecedented year. You know, for the COVID response, Over the last year, at one time, we had 4,600 guardsmen activated, supporting 235 out of our 254 counties. We have answered nearly 500,000 calls related to COVID-19 testing, and we have tested nearly 735,000 Texans using 17 mobile testing teams and 2 static locations. Our soldiers have vaccinated nearly 1.2 million Texans. Our soldiers have manufactured 18 million masks and distributed over 8,000 pallets of personal protective equipment across the state. Texas Guardsmen have disinfected over 13 million square feet at 592 different sites across Texas. This ranges from convention centers, nursing facilities, hospitals, and other federal and state facilities. We have distributed over 234 million pounds of food. That equates to about 186 million meals. For civil response, at the peak, we activated over 4,400 guardsmen, organized into 95 platoons. These platoons supported 191 missions in support of law enforcement agencies. We supported 86 locations and secured 5 historic sites, such as the Alamo and the state capitol. We have attended 42 events protecting the peaceful right of Texans to protest. With all these, we have conducted over 100,000 hours of mission readiness training. In January, our 36th Infantry Division mobilized 1,325 soldiers under Task Force ANZIO to support our national monuments in D.C. Texas assisted the United States Park Police to protect national monuments, life, key infrastructure in the district. Our Texans provided increased security around the Lincoln and Washington monuments, the Jefferson Memorial, the National Mall East, and also the perimeter around the Supreme Court of the United States. When called, Texas always answers.
Sergeant Major, it's no doubt that the impact felt by the state of Texas and our nation from your soldiers has been very profound throughout this tough and challenging year for all of us. Sergeant Major, we talked about responding to some of the tough challenges we faced across the country. The state of Texas itself was hit hard by a winter storm. Now, all of us across the country watched the profound effects of the extreme cold weather that hit Texas this winter. Did the Texas Guard have a response to the February freeze? Did your soldiers play a role in that?
Absolutely. You know, normally for a winter weather response, we'll activate guardsmen in the panhandle of Texas. It snows there quite often. You know, we normally assist in clearing roads and assisting stranded motorists. This year, we knew cold weather was coming, and we had guardsmen pre-staged to assist several communities. Well, when the weather was harsher than expected, our response grew rapidly to 1,700 guardsmen. Our winter weather response was very successful. We conducted almost 6,400 evacuations and rescues. Our guardsmen distributed 16.6 million bottles of water and handed out 208,000 MREs. We used 271 tactical vehicles with snow chains and recovery equipment and clearing roadways and assisting in evacuations. We used 14 of our Army aviation assets, such as UH-60s and CH-47s, that accounted for over 300 flight hours. The Air Guard used 9 fixed-wing assets comprised of C-17s and C-130s that accounted for 100 flight hours just to move supplies. You know, we actually set up a call center and answered nearly 1,200 calls to assist our citizens. You know, when tragedy hits Texas, Texans always pull together to help each other out.
Sergeant Major, again, another incredible example of how your soldiers are ready. And like you said, I think it was key and important to our listeners out there is that you guys anticipated this. I mean, you have people, like you said, working with FEMA, watching the weather all the time and had your soldiers pre-staged to help. And unfortunately, Mother Nature gets a vote and it came in a little worse, but it was incredible response that we watched across the nation. And I just want to say hats off to you and the team for doing an incredible job. It was tough for a lot of families out there, but it would have been much worse had not the incredible team of the Texas Army National Guard been ready to stand against enemies and atrocities. Sergeant Major, many of our listeners are unaware of a program that exists between other countries and our state National Guards. Texas partners with 3, keeping with the fact that they're bigger than every other state out there, Chile, the Czech Republic, and Egypt. Now, I know a lot of our listeners out there have no idea about what goes on between our National Guard and these country partnerships. Could you share with our listeners the purpose and the value of these partnerships?
You know, the National Guard has 84 partners among the 54 states, districts, and territories. Texas is very fortunate to have 3 partners. The first is the Czech Republic, which was established in 1993. Chile was established in 2008, and Egypt was just established this past year. You know, the governor, the adjutant general, and all guardsmen value these international military partnerships. You know, the Secretary of Defense and combatant commanders place great trust and confidence in the Texas Army National Guard to train and share best military practices and skills with our partners. You know, over the course of a year, Texas shares our professional military skills and builds relationships using subject matter expert exchanges in both Texas and our partner nations. Annually, we'll do this 20 to 30 times with each nation. And over the years, our soldiers have conducted NCO exchanges for professional development, engineering projects, medical, reconnaissance, and mountaineer training, and other various types of training. We also invite our international partners to compete in our best warrior competition. You know, these exchanges build trust and long-lasting relationships.
Well, thanks, Sergeant Major, for that quick rundown on that partnership, which I know is incredibly valuable, not only to your soldiers, but to your partnering nations that you collaborate with on a regular basis. Sergeant Major, earlier you mentioned that Texas is the home of the legendary 36th Infantry Division, known to most as the T-Patchers. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about the history of the Texas T-Patchers and what's in store for the division in the near future?
Yes, so the 36th Infantry Division was organized at Camp Bowie, which at the time was in Fort Worth, on 18 July 1917 from units of the Texas and Oklahoma National Guard during World War I. In October of 1918, the entire division relieved the 2nd Infantry Division and pushed the Germans to the Ames River. November 25th, 1940, the division was mobilized for World War II with active duty stationed at Camp Bowie in Brownwood, Texas. The 36th took part in the Louisiana maneuvers in 1941, trained at Camp Blanding, Florida, and Camp Edwards, and in April 1943, it began its move overseas. The 36th landed in North Africa and conducted amphibious training, and on September 9, 1943, landed at Italy in the Gulf of Salerno. The 36th was the first American combat division to land on the continent of Europe. The 36th ID had spent 400 days in combat and won 7 campaign streamers for its colors and taken a part in 2 assault landings. You know, 14 members of the 36th Infantry Division earned the Medal of Honor. The division had the 9th highest casualty rate of any Army division in World War II. After World War II, the 36th ID went through various reorganizations and was deactivated in 1968 and reactivated to replace the 49th Armored Division in 2004. The 36th Infantry Division is currently deployed to the CENTCOM AOR and will return in the upcoming months.
Sergeant Major, thanks for the quick history there on the 36th T-Patchers, and we hope they're safe and sound as deployed. And I know that all of our listeners, as well as those in the great state of Texas, anticipate their safe return. You know, our National Guard soldiers are doing things from domestic response to responding to a lot of the anomalies we had this year, and they still have to deploy in support of defense of this nation overseas on a regular basis. So we appreciate all that you and your soldiers are doing down there. Sergeant Major Featherston, you know, I've always said it's our job to all be recruiters. If I wanted to learn how to become a Texas National Guard soldier, where do I go? Who do I talk to? What do I do?
So I would agree that all soldiers are recruiters, and that in the National Guard, every soldier is also a retention NCO as well. To find out about the Texas Army National Guard and the careers and benefits that we offer is very easy. Texas National Guard recruiters are on every social media platform out there, from Facebook to Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and even this one called Twitch. It's an online gaming live stream platform. You can also go to 1-800-GO-GUARD.com website and call center. In addition to the social media outlets, our recruiters are involved in our communities across the state where they live and work. We currently have over 160 recruiters that are assigned to every zip code, high school, and unit across the state. For the last 3 years, our recruiters have been the number one recruiting battalion in the nation. We currently have 10 MOSs and 6 other low-density MOSs that offer up to a $20,000 bonus for a 6-year enlistment.
That's some good benefits, Sergeant Major, $20,000. I know both you and I would have greatly appreciated that as young soldiers. But in addition to that, Sergeant Major, I'm told that Texas provides incredible benefits to soldiers and their family members. Could you talk about some of the great benefits provided to our Texas National Guard soldiers and their families?
So Texas has always taken care of its veterans. You know, the Texas legislature passed the Hazelwood Act to cover college expenses for veterans of World War I. Today, that benefit provides qualified veterans with an education benefit of up to 150 hours of tuition exemption at state-funded schools. The Hazelwood Act can also be used by spouses and dependent children in certain circumstances. Texas also offers up to $9,000 per year in tuition funding for state colleges of an active duty drilling member of the Texas National Guard. Our Texas Family Support Services has connected to over 200 partners to assist soldiers and families with employment, mental health counseling, basic budget and finance management, children with disabilities, even service dog training. You know, we host several youth camps for children ages 6 to 18 of our service members who can develop physically, socially, and emotionally. You know, another program called Joining Community Forces is actually funded by the Texas Health and Human Services. They focus on a full spectrum of quality life services, such as employment and education assistance, health and mental health, housing and transportation, financial and legal support, and other family support services. The state of Texas gets it right when it comes to supporting those who serve.
Well, Sergeant Major, I'll tell you, up to a $20,000 signing bonus, education benefits for me and my family members, and all the service you described, which, and I know there's many more. Sign me up, Sergeant Major. I'm ready to be a Texas National Guard soldier all again. I just want to know, make sure I'm still eligible to serve down there with you. But for our listeners out there, if you know someone in the great state of Texas, and I believe actually you don't have to be from Texas as long as you're willing to move there and drill there, reach out to one of our Texas National Guard recruiters and see what a great mission they have and the great benefits they provide to their soldiers and families. Well, Sergeant Major, it was a pleasure to have you with us today. I am confident that we could talk about the great things our soldiers are doing in Texas all day long. And I know you've only had a few minutes to highlight some of the key and important things that they're doing across the great state of Texas, as well as our country and overseas. But I'd like to give you a moment to share a last few words. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to provide our listeners?
So as Guardsmen, we stand ready to provide the governor and the president with ready and trained forces in support of the citizens of Texas and our local, state, and federal civil authorities whenever we're called. You know, there are three groups of people that I'd like to thank for their support. First of all, that's families. Without our loved ones at home, we could not complete what we are tasked to do. You know, when a spouse leaves home, it is left up to the other to pick up the children from school, cut the grass, do grocery shopping, put kids in bed, and continue to work their full-time job. I think it's much harder for our families than we realize. The second is employers. Employers across Texas support their guardsmen. They understand when called upon, their employee is out there changing lives and making a difference and supporting citizens in a time of need. The third group are the citizens of Texas. I often tweet out that Texans are the greatest people on earth, and I really believe that. The support from the local community is unmatched. Every time we send a soldier into a community to assist them in whatever emergency, the community responds with open arms. I will tell you, at Hurricane Harvey response, I had to run off a few too many fudge brownies, cookies, and cake. But the hospitality of the Texan is far more than food. It's the thank you for being here, or what can I help you do? For example, at Hurricane Harvey, local teachers at Katy High School volunteered to wash our soldiers' uniforms. Our soldiers would go out in the morning, conduct rescues, recovery operations, and come in at dark. We had all the water in the world. I mean, we were measuring rain in feet, not inches. You know, laundry facilities were not operational. The teachers set up shifts and washed clothes 24 hours a day at the school. To all the citizens that support their guardsmen, thank you for what you do. I mean, I could share other examples, but that actually might require another podcast. But lastly, again, I want to say thank you and everyone at AUSA for taking time to highlight the airmen and soldiers of the Texas National Guard and the great state of Texas.
Sergeant Major Featherston said it great. Changing lives and making a difference. It's about soldier, family, and community. So if you see a soldier out there today, and if you're in the great state of Texas and you see one of our Texas National Guard soldiers out there serving community, thank them for their service. Our time has come to an end to close this edition of Soldier Today podcast. All of us here at the Association of United States Army want to thank Command Sergeant Major Featherston for joining us today and for sharing his story and giving us an important update on the Texas Army National Guard. As Army alums, I can say from all of us across the country, thank you and the entire team for what you have done and all that you continue to do for Texas, our Army, and the American people. Soldier Today podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of United States Army. We hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as we have. We welcome your feedback and recommendations for future subjects. Join us next week here in the studio for another great podcast.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah!